painters may yearn to see their work hanging in the Museum of Modern Art. A filmmaker might dream of winning an Academy Award. But what is the pinnacle of achievement for a butter sculptor? Well, that could be the Minnesota State Fair. This year, Jerry Culzer has been promoted to the fair's official butter sculptor, taking over for a retiring 50-year veteran. He's currently spending his days in a refrigerated, transparent box, sculpting 40-kilogram blocks of butter into portraits of contestants for the title of Dairy Princess. We've reached him at the fair in St. Paul, Minnesota. Jerry, you've stepped out of your refrigerated box just for a moment to speak to us. How's the sculpting going today?
The sculpting is going fantastic. We've got a full fair today, a lot of people here working on a portrait of Princess Kay of the Milky Way. Rachel sitting in the booth with me when we're carving, and I'm carving a 90-pound block of butter to hopefully look like her when it's all done.
And how do you think it's going?
So far, so good. You know, at noon, I like to take a picture of it at noon and kind of compare what I've done in the past. And I think I'm on track. It's getting a little bit more looking like her, but I've got a lot of work to do yet.
As we say, you've stepped out of the booth to talk to us. Can you tell us a little bit about the butter booth that you work in?
Yeah, the butter booth is a large refrigerated cooler with glass on all sides. The booth spins very slowly, so everyone can see at the fair all the different angles as we work, and it's 40 degrees. It's cool in there.
So they can see what you're doing. They can see the person who you're trying to replicate in butter. How much pressure does that put on you?
It's a lot of pressure, but at the same time, as a teacher, I do this all the time in my classroom. I'm demonstrating projects and showing kids how to do this or that. So if I don't think about the huge crowd, it feels better.
But you don't do this in your classroom in butter.
No, not in butter. No, I teach art, so I'm teaching them how to paint or how to sculpt something in clay or make pots on the potter's wheel.
What are the specific challenges doing it in butter?
Butter is firm. It's really hard. Take a butter out of your refrigerator and try to cut it in half or try to carve it away. It takes some power. And this is a 90-pound block. It's a big chunk. It's a challenge because you're using a lot of muscles that you don't use very often.
And you've taken over the job from an absolute legend of butter sculpting, Linda Christensen. She sculpted at the fair for 50 years. What?
50 years.
So what are the most important things that Linda taught you about this butter sculpting art?
A couple things. What we wear in the butter booth, she told me I came in with just normal coat, and she said, get a rain suit. So I have a rubberized suit that just sheds the butter. It's so nice.
Tell me more about that. Why do you need a rain suit?
The butter is kind of oily, so a normal cloth, it soaks into the cloth. And this rain suit, it falls off the suit, and we can just spray ourselves off at the end, and we're all clean.
Okay, what else did she teach you?
One year before I started as the official sculptor, we worked together. She would show me how to do an eye. And then I would do the eye on the other side of this block of butter. And so she was showing me how she handles each of these different parts of a face. I'm a sculptor and a teacher, and I've sculpted faces before, but it was so interesting to hear how she did it and see how she did it. And those little tips and tricks really helped me out a lot when I'm up in the butter booth carving that big block of butter.
What's the hardest part to get right?
The hardest part, I think, are eyes. Eyes are really tough because everybody's eyes are individual, and if I don't get that, it doesn't seem like I just can't capture that likeness without getting the eyes right.
Tell us about Old Faithful.
Old Faithful, the butter knife that is actually a big butcher knife that Linda gave me last year. She handed me the baton. She handed me Old Faithful, and I've been using that for every sculpture since then. It's just a big knife, and I was using it today. She used it. She did nearly everything with it. Now, I do a lot with it. I block out. I take the big chunks with that knife, but then I use a different knife for detail.
Jerry, back in 2019 here in Toronto, it was revealed controversially that our exhibition's butter sculpture were not made out of solid butter. There was actually wire underneath.
There's a wire armature, right, yeah.
Are you using wires in your sculpting?
No, this is done live with a solid block of butter, so a solid 90-pound block of butter, and we make just the head and shoulders of the person at the portrait that we're trying to make, and it's a solid piece.
So there's no tricks that you need to confess to here?
No, it's solid. There are four spikes holding the butter to the base. And every once in a while, you know, as I'm carving in, I'll carve deep enough and I'll hit a spike, and then I'll have to kind of figure out how I'm going to cover that up. But that's it, just a solid chunk of butter that we carve away.
What happens to all the butter after you're done?
The butter scraps I put directly into a 5-gallon pail, and so the princesses go home with all the scraps. And then when the fair is all finished, then they get to take their butter heads home.
All right, so they get to take the scraps and the sculpture home.
Right, yeah.
And do they use it in their cooking?
Yeah. Oh, it just depends. I mean, a lot of them save it in freezers. A lot of them use it in cooking and baking. I've heard stories where there's a face left in the freezer that they're preserving. And I've heard stories where the whole thing is still there. Anna Early, last year's Princess Kay, the last sculpture that Linda Christensen did, she had plans. She said, oh, I'm going to use it for this and that. But as the fair continued, she thought, well, it's the last sculpture that Linda Christensen did. Maybe I should keep that for a little while. So that one still is intact in her freezer.
Will you ever look at butter the same way again after this job?
Never. After carving it, sometimes people ask, well, do you not like butter anymore? I said, no, I love it more. I love it more.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you. Good luck with the with your work.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jerry Culzer is the butter sculptor for the Minnesota State Fair. We reached him at the fair in St. Paul, Minnesota.